This episode is sponsored in part by OmniSend. Shopify store owners, are you tired of juggling multiple tools to manage your marketing? Well, meet OmniSend, the only platform you'll ever need to skyrocket your e-com sales. With OmniSend, setting up e-com automations is so simple, you'll have them up and running before you finish your morning coffee. Plus, you can segment your customers based on their shopping habits and even dive into SMS or push notifications, all from one seamless dashboard. OmniSend isn't just another marketing tool. It's the secret weapon behind over 100,000 successful e-com brands. Whether it's crafting eye-catching emails or sending out timely texts, OmniSend helps you connect with your customers like never before. Give your brand the boost it deserves. Don't wait. Your best campaigns are just a click away. Your.omnisend.com/unofficial Shopify podcast. OmniSend.
So I went to Ezra Firestone's Smart Marketer Conference. It was awesome.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. You asked me all about it.
We went.
You're the useful idiot who needs to ask me the questions about what I learned there.
Okay, but I was the one who was there.
No, you weren't.
I have video proof that I was there.
That's deepfaked.
That's AI deep. You know what? If it's an AI deepfake, I would have made myself look thinner. All right? That's how you know it's a deepfake. You're like, that guy looks too good.
That's right.
Is he even hitting the gym?
Yeah, that's me. That's what everyone says when they see me.
Have you been hitting the gym?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, when someone says that to me, immediately I'm like, what do you want? Oh, you look, you do you work out? Absolutely not.
My mother-in-law, who's a pleasant person, is always like, you look great. Did you lose weight? And now it's like every time she sees me. And now I just like, nope, still fat as I always was. And she's always like, ha ha.
Alex, you're like, no, I just sized up on my clothes.
Yeah, nah.
I went the end of October. I went to Denver for Smart Marketer Live.
So what did Ezra teach you?
Well, you know, largely, I think the theme was about mindset, about approach and strategy, even though it was, you know, the audience was marketers, largely digital marketers. What was kind of interesting for me, anyway, most of the conferences I go to are like Shopify e-commerce specific. This was digital marketing broader in general. And so I talked to a lot of people outside our space, and it was kind of fun to, you know, A, people who didn't know me, but were still like, oh, this guy might know what he's talking about, and you know, folks with different backgrounds. Like I spent several minutes talking to a woman who managed resorts in Wisconsin, just like trying to get families to come to these indoor water park resorts. Would have never had that experience
in like Geneva.
You know, I wish I could remember where it was, yeah. But yeah, it was like northern Wisconsin.
Oh, northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun.
Where is our ghost hunter from?
Oh, our ghost hunter. Didn't he say he lives in Florida?
He lives in Florida, but I think, is he Dutch?
Swedish?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, he says in the interview.
Oh, okay.
So naturally, I cannot go to.
He's from a place with very nice healthcare and then moved to Florida.
Yeah, ooh. Maybe he just likes hurricanes, you know, fun, different kind of weather pattern. But I can't go to a conference anymore without conducting a series of lightning interviews.
Oh.
I do enjoy those 5-minute man on the street style interviews are a lot of fun. You know, you never know what you're going to get. I do want to know what's just about this conference. You go to a lot of conferences in marketing, business, and it's changing, but often they're male dominated. And not all of them. This one was unusual in that it either was or was close to 50-50 on a gender split. However, I didn't manage to represent that here because it's what you could get, right? You know, no one expects some guy.
I mean, you were chasing a woman down the hallway, just being like, talk to me, talk to me.
I did not. No, none of that happened.
I don't know why you didn't get any women doing that.
No. You know, just who I can get. It's like a 2-day conference. I'm running around, and I'm trying to enjoy conference content myself. And so I feel a little guilty. I just wanted to note it, that it's not necessarily representative of what they have. And now I've gone to enough conferences to know I like the smaller ones. I do. The smaller ones, more intimate. And, I get anxious about going to, like, these big conferences where I don't know anybody. You know, like, I don't want to be in McCormick Place. I don't want to be in Vegas. And so I like the smaller ones where I know at least I know a few people. And I absolutely know the Smart Marketer crew. And so I know they put on a good show. A lot of fun. themes were like mindset, AI.
Well, we'll get back to those themes after this.
All right, we're in Denver, Smart Marketer Live. I am with, who are you and what do you do?
Derek Miller. I'm the founder and CEO of Genius Lab Gear, an e-commerce brand for scientists and engineers.
And is this your first business marketing conference?
Yeah, first one.
Is this your first conference ever?
No, been to lots of trade shows for science and engineering. This is my first one being to like a business-focused trade show.
Oh, this is perfect. Conference. So, all right, tell me how they're different.
Oh, so well, we started with kind of a motivational talk, and then we did a meditation in the second one. Talked a lot about mindset, and that's completely different from a science and engineering conference. That was a big difference, and is actually a good way to start, honestly.
You know, it's a little different than most marketing conferences, yeah. But you know, having been here and knowing Ezra, I wasn't too surprised.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting, but it was great. It was a great start for it.
All right, what's one takeaway here?
The biggest thing I can do differently in my business is using AI and not from a cold start.
What's a cold start?
So a cold start is when you just load up the browser, you start typing your question, and it knows nothing about your business, your brand voice, or any of your goals. And so if you load up like Claude and you add context to it in the context window, your brand voice, your business plan, things like that, even your website, it can give you much better answers that are relevant to your problem.
Give me one interesting person you've met.
I met another store owner who is making gold and silver jewelry, and he is now approaching NFL brands to do it for the players and customize each one. And I thought that was super cool.
He's that is cool. Yeah. And when you get back, what are you going to do? What's one thing you learned here?
I think my biggest takeaway is go start using AI and start using it to get ideas for marketing. And because I'm just constantly not in a space to come up with new creative ideas. And using AI will probably kickstart that process.
And if I needed to get a lab coat, like a really good lab coat.
A really good lab coat, the world's best, geniuslabgear.com.
Derek, thank you so much.
Right, thanks, Kurt.
My name is Devin Merklin. I'm the president of Xscale. We buy, build, grow, and sell e-commerce businesses.
And Devin, give me an example of one of those brands.
Yeah. So one of the brands that we bought was Offset.com. It's all automotive aftermarket wheel brand, or parts and brands and things of that nature. We grew that brand to about 2x of what we bought it for and sold it within the first 12 months.
So you just did a panel talk with some other marketers and operators. You talked about working 100 hours a week. The audience practically gasped at 100 hours a week. So you're shunning work-life balance here. Tell me what drives that, why you're cool with that.
Yeah, I think it does get a negative kind of ethos around it, working all the time, 100-hour work weeks. But honestly, as humans, we're just built to work. We're built to do stuff. And a lot of people like to split it up. I don't necessarily believe in work-life balance. As long as you can integrate with your personal life, your business life, everything that you have going on, and still love what you do every day and not feel burnt out, then keep doing it. Why stop? So I really ascribe to finding that thing that you're really passionate about, buying into a bigger vision, and then just integrating your life so that every day is just awesome.
Do you go to a lot of conferences?
I do not go to a lot of conferences. Only every now and then. Smart Marketer is the only one I'll really show up for.
All right, and tell me why. What is it about Smart Marketer that you're like, this is the one I'll go to?
So the reason I come to Smart Marketer is because I've gone to different conferences over the past. There's been Funnel Hackers Live. There's been straight e-commerce conferences. And a lot of it is a lot of just experts talking about things that they've done for their business that you should do. And the problem with that is there's a million ways to win. You know, one expert will say one thing, the other expert will say something completely different, and they're both winners at the end of the day. And what Smart Marketer really does is they pull everybody together and make like an ecosystem. That way you can kind of pick and choose who you're really listening to. It's not right or wrong. It's more of just a collaboration of an event rather than just an expert speaking at you.
That's a really good description.
Yeah.
Is there a single connection you made that you're excited about?
Yeah, a good connection that I made. I think I've followed Nick Shackelford over the years. I have like an old, maybe like course or videos of him on a thumb drive. And just being able to speak with him on stage was a little weird.
You're sitting right next to him.
Yeah, exactly. Just to be able to sit next to him and potentially pick his brain in the future is really cool.
I tried chasing him, but he was moving too quickly.
Yeah.
I could not keep up with Shaq.
Is there one thing you're going to do when you get back to your, back home, back to your business that you learned here, or something that inspired you?
Yeah, I think when we get back, it's go time. So we recently transitioned from agency model to buying businesses, and we've been kind of feeling out a little bit with some of the experiences with Offset, and now it's time to go balls to the walls, get things done, and really explore that new journey of from growing e-commerce brands, being an intrapreneur, to actually buying them and then growing them should be extremely fun. So I'm just ready to get started.
All right, you're an automotive guy. Here's a fun trivia fact. Balls to the wall and balls out refer to the throttle on a steam engine.
Yep.
Yeah, thought I'd throw that in there. And okay, final question. You have been on the agency side and the brand side. It's almost a meme on DTC Twitter. Agencies start brands, brands start agencies. Is this a case of the grass is always greener, or is there a trend or benefit there?
There's a natural thing, at least for me, of I'm not like good with like managing people. And so I should have known this going into an agency. What I really like to do is like tinker and build and grow things. And that's what I really got growing that brand, Living a Daily. And that's what I thought I had the skills to go do. And so the easiest thing for me was like, oh wait, let me just go take these skills, start an agency and help grow other brands. But at the end of the day, it's, you don't actually do that anymore. Maybe that's 20% of your time, but 80% of the time is now grow the agency, manage the people. And I think that's a common thing is like, as we come up, we build the brands, we've got the skills and we can go do the thing. But then you start to realize, wait, I'm not doing the things that I'm good at anymore. I'm having to pay a dumb tax to relearn everything that I don't know.
Okay, so what of those various skill sets, agency owner, brand owner, marketer, you know, getting on your tools, what's the one you love?
The one I love is probably offer creation. That's like a vague skill set, but it's honestly the most fun and the most powerful because you can have amazing ads, a beautiful store, an amazing product, but if the offer is garbage, nobody wants to buy it. So you could have an amazing product and you can get that product to speak for itself over time, but if you can't bundle it up and make it an amazing offer, nobody wants to hear it.
That's great advice. Devin, thank you. Yeah. What's your site, as long as we're here?
Yeah, thexscale.com. Check it out.
The unofficial Shopify podcast is sponsored in part by Zipify, and they've got the ugly truth about direct-to-consumer sales to share with you. And spoiler, it's really ugly. 82% of the people who buy from your store once will never buy from you again, and there's nothing you could do to win them back. That's why you need to get as much revenue as you can from each order. And that's where OneClick Upsell comes in. OneClick Upsell is a Shopify app that offers your customer upsells and cross-sells with every purchase. And it can increase your average order value by 15%. With OneClick Upsell, you can add AI-powered upsell funnels to every product on your store in just 3 clicks, including your product pages, shopping cart, checkout, thank you page, and even on the shop app. So you earn extra revenue automatically. One-click upsell is already the number one choice for 15,000 Shopify stores. And guess what? It's made merchants like you an extra $750 million. So don't miss out on another dollar in free upsell revenue. Try one-click upsell today and start making 10 to 15% more from every customer today. Go to zipify.com/Kurt to start your 30-day free trial. That's zipify.com/KURT.
All right, Jonas, what's your name and what do you do?
Yeah, my name is in Swedish Jonas Brihammer. In English, I guess Jonas Brihammer. I've been in Florida since 2000 on a green card citizen since a few years. And I run ghosthuntersequipment.com. Should I look at her? This is the first time I'm doing this.
Well, look at me. Yeah. Most people do the same thing. They switch back and forth, but look at me.
Okay. All right.
You sell ghost hunting equipment.
Yes, ghost hunters.
Paranormal research. Yeah, paranormal okay. Research. Yeah. We have a guest. And you're at Smart Marketer. How many of these events have you done? Do you do a lot of conferences?
I used to do Amazon conference in Seattle back in the day and not haven't done any e-commerce ones. This is the first one, actually. It's not Amazon focus that I'm doing.
And how does this conference compare to your past conference experiences? What's different about this?
Well, first of all, Ezra, who's leading it, is unique. And the only reason I knew about him is thanks to your podcast, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He's quite the character.
Yeah,
I love him.
Yeah, yeah. So, this conference there's no booths with a bunch of vendors selling. I mean, that's the biggest difference. It's small sized, very approachable. And it's also more focused on, it's much more focused on you as a person your mission, why you're doing this and your lifestyle. So that's a big part.
You've now done, we're at the end of the conference. Give me one or two action items. When you get back home to Florida, what are you doing differently in your business as a result of this event?
Yes. I met one person here who has subscription company, Loop, I think they're called.
Did you meet Piyush from Loop?
Yes.
Yeah. They're very good.
Yeah. And yes. So I'm thinking about adding some subscription to our business. Get some ideas about that.
Predictable recurring revenue. Can't be beat.
Yeah. And I really took in some of the things about philosophy thinking about that we have values for the business, that we have more about the business than just selling ghost hunting equipment, but we have another mission too about helping the world that will motivate us at another level. I'm kind of exhausted from these 2 days here dealing with Amazon.
Your brain is fried.
Yeah, exactly. My brain is fried.
And you're fighting with Amazon on top of it.
Yeah, exactly.
A true e-com entrepreneur.
But I made some. My notes are not here.
Tell me about connections you made. Is there one person that you're like, wow, I can't believe I met them? Other than myself, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Yes. I met Ben with Smart Marketer, who is part of their handles their creative. Connected great with him. Him and his wife are planning to go to Sweden. So I'm helping him with this trip planning there. But he plays the banjo, and I play the guitar. He used to play the guitar, so I'm connected about that. And I met the guy from San Diego who makes videos about content. So
Which is more valuable? And there is not a wrong answer here. Yeah. The content or the connections at a conference?
The content or the connections of the conference? Oh, yeah. No. I think, they're equal, both of them. But, I mean, the connections are like kind of unexpected. I didn't come here expecting that at all. I came here, I'm going to learn as much as possible. I'm going to try to take ourselves to another level. But then I came and I got surprised that, are you enjoying your life, and from where are you coming from when you approaching your business? And the biggest thing I take away from here is probably a connection that you make, which I was thinking, really? I was as exhausted coming here from Florida, and it was my birthday this week, and I was kind of partying kind of hard. so I came here really tired.
The emotional intelligence that is part of this
conference.
I'm
going to be able to have an energy to reach out and connect to people,
And so, all right, last question. If I needed ghost hunting equipment, where's the best place to buy it?
Let me think. Could it be ghosthuntersequipment.com?
Ghosthuntersequipment.com? That's where I buy my ghost hunting equipment.
Check it out. Ghosthuntersequipment.com. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kirk. Nice to be in the show with you.
And thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah. Thanks. It's helped us a lot, actually, in the business.
Brett Curry, what's your name?
Brett Curry.
Oh, very good. Where are you? What are you doing here?
Hanging with amazingly smart people like yourself, Mr. Kurt Elster. Also, I'm just a huge Ezra Firestone and Molly Pittman fan and anything and everything Smart Marketer. So I'm speaking on an expert panel in a little bit, leading a roundtable, and otherwise just hanging with really cool, really smart marketing peeps.
Tell me about the roundtable experience.
Yeah, so what I love about a roundtable experience is, it's like a table of 10 or so people. Everybody comes with their biggest problem or biggest challenge or their biggest opportunity. They frame it in just a minute or two, and then we spend the rest of the allotted time for that person sharing ideas. So firing resources, tips, have you thought about this, have you thought about that? And then I usually kind of, as the leader of the table, we usually kind of package that up and send some final thoughts. to the person. But it's so cool. You know, I've heard in a lot of events that, hey, the answer is in the room, right? The answer you need is in the room. And I think for a lot of things, like the answer is at that table. And so basically my job as the leader is just to facilitate that and bring out the brilliance that's there.
You go to a ton of events. How does this one differ from other marketing events?
Yeah, you know, I love events just because I love connecting with people. And I think we need to get into a different headspace to unlock new ideas and to kind of spot trends and to think about, like, what if about this particular topic, like AI or YouTube or, you know, whatever the case may be. What I really like about this event, though, is just the quality of the people. And what I mean by that is, like, the willingness to collaborate, to help, to be kind of an open book. This is a group of people that you want to hang out with, right? They're smart enough that you want their ideas, you want their advice, but they're also like, these are the people you want to go grab a bite with or grab a drink with or whatever. And so it's really, really fun. And I think the event just kind of takes on like the personality of Ezra and Molly. And that's what makes it so fun.
And what's one interesting connection you made here?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the things that I'm most excited about was Russ Henneberry's talk about AI. And instead of just using off-the-shelf AI, like ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini or whatever, and just asking it a question, creating customized AI where you're feeding it all kinds of data about your client, your business, your customers, your competitors, and then conversing with the AI, and then it's got context. So helping the AI use all of the internet as a backdrop, but then your specific information, and now it's like a superpowered assistant for you. So that's been super fun. And then I'm also just always reminded, like, hey, there are connections to be made, people that want to work with you, people that want to buy your stuff, people that want to help you that you would just never fully connect with offline. And so taking the time to be in person creates those connections.
And did you do Punch Bowl?
I did do Punch Bowl.
Tell me about Punch Bowl, the after party.
So the after party was fun. I was a little disappointed. There's this nice bowling alley, like inside bowling alley. Nobody was bowling, Kurt. I don't know if like bowling.
I went bowling.
You went bowling?
Yeah, I'm really bad at it.
That's the best way to be at bowling. Like it's because bowling is just like one of those things you want to make fun of each other. Like you bowl and you make fun of each other. And so it's better if you're bad, I think.
I wish I had known. I would have done some bad bowling with you.
Food was good. Conversations were good. You know, again, it's just like one of those things where, hey, we're going to take a minute to eat and let's just share ideas. Let's converse and let's talk about what we learned and what we do. And so it's really neat. Like I had a couple of groups of like true OGs in the space. Like I've been doing this since 2004. Been doing SEO since 2004 and talking to guys like Russ Henneberry and Ralph Burns and Deacon Bradley and some other guys that have just been doing this forever. So it's really great talking to them. And then there's some people that are like, hey, just getting started on their online journey. It's so fun to connect with them as well. So yeah, party was really rad. I am bummed we didn't bowl together, but other than that, it was great.
And then, all right, final question. One thing you're going to do in your business when you get back?
Well, I mean, the main thing I'm going to do is I've got like five people I got to connect with, right? So five people that are like, hey, we need to talk about this type of project together, or there's this tool that will help our clients. And so there's a subscription tool that I want to connect to some of my clients. There's a new marketplace that by Stephen that I think we can get our clients on. And so it's more about like follow-ups and connecting with some people to then launch some new ideas, new projects.
All right, Jesse, what's your name?
My name is Jesse.
And what do you do?
I'm a director of e-commerce for some aftermarket auto brands, and then I also am your project manager.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
And you, why are you here? Why come to this event?
I think the big thing for me was to be around people that are in the industry that I work in. So as a director of e-com, I'm working with manufacturers and helping open their D2C pipeline. So the conversations that I get to have are quite different than what is the best strategy for D2C. So I wanted to be in a room of experts in the space that I'm working in and just have some brainstorming.
Give me one takeaway.
One takeaway. I think one of the biggest takeaways for me was how invested in Meta ads a lot of these brands are, way more so than my companies are. So we spend a lot more of our money into Google ads. And so I immediately reached out to our media buyer and I said, we need to talk more about optimizing our Facebook spend.
Oh, okay. I like this.
Yeah.
Outside of Meta, are there other acquisition channels you're like, all right, we got to explore that or double down on it?
Maybe not necessarily from this conference. I think there's some that I have started to see some traction in. Direct mail is one of them. I will plug Postpilot.
Postpilot.
It's been really well, working really well for us, especially targeting some of our, what I call our zombie email subscribers, right? So once people kind of fall off that email list, but they're still engaging with our website, I find a lot of success retargeting those customers with direct mail. So that's a really good channel. We do find a lot of success with Google Pay, but I'd really like to expand it to Meta, and then I'm also wanted to expand it to YouTube.
And you met Ezra Firestone in person for the first time.
I did, yes. We've interacted on calls. He's crossed over with a ton of people that I know, so it was nice to have the opportunity to actually meet him face-to-face.
What is Ezra Firestone like?
What is Ezra Firestone like? Ezra is a giant ball of energy in a hippie body.
That's accurate.
Does that describe him right? Yeah.
That's accurate.
Yeah, and he's full of love and energy, which is really great.
All right, you get back to the office on Monday. What's your number one action item?
Outside of following up with my media buyer, another thing that came up as I was thinking through this, it might also because I'm meeting with my accountant tomorrow, is just really getting a good understanding of the P&L and the marketing objectives and how those are going to overlap and educate each other.
How so?
So one of the things that I can't remember what the speaker was but they were talking about how accounting is what has happened and what is happening, where marketing is what is happening and what the future will be. So you need to understand what's happening in the market from your marketing perspective. So where are you growing? What's the acquisition looking like and all of those different metrics? But you also have to understand what your costs have been. And kind of where everything's at. So those two marrying each other, I think, is a little bit of a shortcoming in our company right now.
If you had to pick a theme that you a recurring theme, what would it be?
Through the conference?
Yeah.
Ooh, a reoccurring theme. Well, I think outside of the straight marketing strategy and digital space, there was a lot of theme of mindset, right? And really enjoying what we do and bringing energy to it. One lady asked me today, what did I bring to the world? Or what do I bring to the world? I'm like, wow, that's a really big question. I would like to believe it is outside of my role as a director of e-com, right? Like, I don't like to think what I bring to the world is my job. I like to think that it's the energy that I bring and the excitement for what I do. So I think that was kind of a reoccurring theme throughout this as well. There was a lot of make sure you enjoy what you do.
Would you come back to Smart Marketer?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's perfect.
Cool.
So who are you? What do you do?
Hey there, I am John Grimshaw. I am the Chief Marketing Officer of Smart Marketer, which is a lot of pressure to be a marketing company and be in charge of driving the marketing. But really, I kind of work on strategy, email, working with agency clients, and helping drive our info product strategy.
And what are we doing here today?
So we are here for day two of Smart Marketer Live. First time we're putting this conference on. We brought 310 people together to talk about what is coming up in the industry. How is it going to change in 2025? How are we adjusting ourselves as business owners and marketers and strategists? Because we believe it's not just about coming up with the right tactical answer, right? We got that. We got tactics for days. But you need to change your mindset going into 2025. Open yourself up to possibilities of adding more to your business and turning it into an engine for growth, profit, and fuel. Not just pulling money out, but putting it back into the team, back into the people.
And what's one takeaway you've heard today? Or at this event?
One takeaway. So it's tricky because I gave a presentation, but I don't feel like I want to just talk about the stuff that I had. So I would say I actually did really enjoy some of the tactical content that my team presented. It's one of those moments where you're like, oh, damn, that's what they're doing? That's amazing. But there was a strategy I really, really liked where we were going through and taking people's cart abandon sequence. And I like this because it does affect dollars in your pocket. We went through and we tested adding a discount to the cart abandon. And what we did is basically just add in a discount code, a small message redo. It allowed us to boost the sale rate from those by about 1.8 times, which means an extra, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 per email per week in your pocket, depending on the size of your business. So huge if you're feeling like men has gotten more expensive, things are struggling, you're feeling like you need that profit back in the business, updating your cart abandon sequence with a little bit of a discount lever, absolutely the move to make.
Give me one interesting connection you've made.
So it's been really fun because I've gotten to meet Sammy Herrera, who is the Meta rep that we work with the Smart Marketer Agency. And I already knew she was smart. I already knew she was great. I knew she lived in Austin. But we had a chance to really dive deep and connect. And it was super fun to talk not just about what are we doing with Meta? How are we making this work as an agency? But kind of looking ahead to the future, talking a little bit about how we're going to be creating systems that help us pull more data into the Meta platform to make it smarter. So Facebook knows you guys are feeling the heat as far as CPAs, and they have a plan. So always comforting to hear that somebody has a plan to make things better for you.
Ever wake up to customers canceling orders? Maybe they said, I shouldn't shop when I'm high. This was a gift. We broke up. Those are all real customer quotes, and they're all a real hassle for your customer and you. Why should the customer have to ask you to edit their order for them? What if they could do it themselves? Enter Cleverific. With Cleverific, you can empower your customers to make their own changes through a self-service portal. Cleverific is designed to reduce customer support tickets, ship orders faster, and even reduce returns and lost packages. Don't just take our word for it. Menswear retailer Peter Manning New York cut their order support queries by 99% with Cleverific, and they're not alone. Exclusively, for listeners of the Unofficial Shopify podcast, get 50% off Cleverific's Pro plan, now just $49 a month, giving you full access to everything Cleverific has to offer. Just go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use the promo code KURT50, that's K-R-U-T 50, at checkout to claim your discount. Take control with Cleverific and watch your customer support tickets plummet, shipping speeds increase, and package returns decrease. And all of that means happier customers.
So when you say mindset, what the hell are you talking about? Because I'm just like, mindset, like, I'm going to win. I'm going to be successful. Sing a song about how you're a magnet to money, and it'll show up.
Oh, so I see you're manifesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Manifesting your success.
I got to have the winner's mindset. Sure.
I hear Ezra talk a lot about this. You hear mindfulness is has been a buzzword for some time.
A meaningless buzzword, yes.
Being actively considering, like, okay, you have business goals, you have personal goals, you have financial goals, and all of that in entrepreneurship gets wrapped up together with your personality. And that, if you're a prickly pear, if you're stressed out, you got anxiety, there are all kinds of reasons that this can go sideways on you. And so with mindset, one of the impactful phrases I've heard from Ezra, because he's exited his business, he's obviously very successful, he says, hey, if you're not happy here and now, you won't be happy there and then. Meaning, if you are miserable now and telling yourself, if I just sell this business, if I just get this one deal, I get this big payout, then I'll be happy and successful. Guess what? You're going to be miserable and rich when you get there. And so there is, when you are self-employed, when you are an entrepreneur, there are not enough people, at least not in the past, talking about the importance of, you got to get your head right. You have to go into business with this positive mindset where you have prepared yourself positively and you know what your goals are and like you are happy, especially if you're the business owner, right? You're this leader. Now, how are you going to engage with other people? How are you going to inspire them? Like whatever you bring to the table in your team, they'll kind of get to inform the rest. So if I show up and I'm like, I'm bored of Shopify, it's not going to work. The rest of the team's not going to be real motivated.
Well, yeah. If you're a miserable person, just like in general, you are going to be a miserable business owner.
Correct.
That's everything in a nutshell.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who are just like, that doesn't matter because the business is profitable and I make money. And there's more to business and there's more to life than that. And so it's refreshing to see some of that content, you know, especially when 20 years ago, a lot of business content was just, you know, more like, hey, do whatever it takes to win, damn the torpedoes.
20 years ago, 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago. Yeah, that content's out there too. Like, I can only do so much hustle and grinding, right? But it's inspiring to be in a room full of people who hear that same thing and go, yeah, that does make sense. Like, I would not mind being less stressed and happier with the same business, right? I just think Ezra's a unique individual for sure. And it is, but he's uniquely suited to be one of those people where when he tells you, hey, here's what, after thinking about it for 15 years, here's what I think are the keys to be happy. Well, you pay attention to it. And a lot of it was like investing in other people, in trying to make other people happy without necessarily sacrificing your own happiness, leads to, you know, like general greater happiness, a rising tide But in this case, the context was like, all right, family and your team, your business.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of Ezra being like, oh, wait, your dream is to become what? My business needs one of those. You're hired. Like, yeah. Even if you don't know, you're like, but I don't know how to do that. I just want to do it. Well, the perfect place to learn how to do it is at my business. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, he's like the Pied Piper.
Happy to coach people up.
Yeah.
The Pied Piper. Yes. Yes, he is. In the best way. I don't know. Are Pied Pipers ever evil?
I mean, he did murder all the town's children.
Okay. Ezra's not done that. Mindset was a theme. A recurring theme was reinvesting back in your business, as opposed to like using it as a profit-taking machine, which depending on where you are in your business, what it's doing, it's easy to fall into a trap of profit-taking as opposed to realizing, oh, this is an asset. I can reinvest back into the business, scale it up, and then when I go into my next round of profit-taking, I'm going to be doing...
There's going to be even more.
Even more profit.
I can't tell you how much that drives me insane.
What?
People that don't reinvest in the business. Drives me nuts.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, we've had people reach out to us, try to become clients, and we're like, hey, yeah, you're in bad shape here. Like, you know, we're not guaranteeing anything, but given your current revenue levels, a small lift in making all your stuff better is like $1 million in revenue this year. We could totally do that. We think we could increase your revenue by $1 million this year. You're going to need to pay us $40,000 to make that happen. They're like, oh, $40,000. I can't pay that kind of money.
It's like, Pennywise and pound foolish.
Get
and that's
here.
A mindset. That's a mindset issue.
Yeah.
Where you're just going like, well, short term, I lose that profit. And so, but you're not thinking long term. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is the kind of theme that was discussed here. In addition to the usual suspects, like, you know, here's how to optimize email, Facebook ads, and of course, AI. A lot of AI mentions, a lot of AI stuff. That was the only time, you know, because I'm very into it, where I was like, oh, I wish this was less strategic and more hands-on. Like, hey, I already know what you're talking about. Just give me your prompts. Like, there's a guy who explained essentially custom GPTs without ever really mentioning custom GPTs. And the whole time, it was driving me crazy because I'm like, yeah, I agree with you. Just give me your prompts, right? That's all I want. I want to see how you wrote it. I want to see how you prompt it. That was fun about ChatGPT, right? I've gone off topic. You just talk to it like anybody else.
No, I have humans to talk to.
No, never.
That actually know things. Mm-mm. Instead of a filter of a giant corpus of words that goes, well, statistically, what's the next word that should come? Oh, there you go. Oh, it's thinking. It's statistically thought of what would the next word be. It's thinking.
At no point do I claim it thinks.
You do.
Oh, I know it doesn't.
You tell
think.
Me what it told you. You told me it told you it loves you, and then you're going to leave your wife for it.
None of that happened. Honestly, my big takeaway, there's a guy with a successful business selling ghost hunting equipment. I think that's great. I'm like so glad to see. You know, everybody else is like, oh, I sell t-shirts.
Do we know if he's successful?
Okay.
Did he say he was? I think he said he was.
Look, everybody tells me how successful they are.
Yeah,
I don't know how
true.
Many actually are. But the way I say it, I meet like a dozen millionaires a day based on what they say.
Based on what they tell me.
Yeah. No, I just thought that was a lot of fun. I like the quirky businesses a lot. Ghost hunting equipment definitely falls under quirky. So at this point, normally I'd share with you my biggest personal takeaway. But we're recording this over a month after I got back. I don't remember what my personal takeaway was.
Oh, shit. I think it sounds to me like the biggest personal takeaway, it doesn't stick with you because it's something we've already achieved, which is mindset.
Well, okay, yeah, mindset... which is a thing I had long already accepted as that is important and just a continuous thing you work on and think about. But in addition to that, I love meeting the people. I love the networking, but I always come back energized. And it was nice to do it at the end of the year because when I came back, I was like, okay, I drove to work and thought through like this is my plan for how we're going to scale our agency business, ethercycle.com, in 2025, and then put that together as a plan by the end of the day that first Monday when I got back, and then turned around and started to implement that already. And so that's still going.
Well, and you know, to go back to what we talked about before, I think that's the other thing we're really good at, which is we have zero problems reconfiguring the business at any time. Because we're always just like, how? I mean, the two things we ask ourselves every single year is, how can we make more money, or how can we work less, or both?
Yeah, either way, you end up at more profitable.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's always like we have a mindset that we're like, oh, well, this business serves our lives. Two, what do we need to do to make more money? Is there dead weight we need to cut? Then we're cutting it. Is there money we need to spend to make more money? Then we're spending it. Like, we have no problems completely changing things up if we think it's going to get us farther in the future.
It feels good to hear. We're doing like,
I mean, we're so fucking smart, dude. It's not even funny. Oh, how smart we are.
I'm leaving that in.
And the best part about how smart we are, no comeuppance. Yes. We will get no comeuppance. We'll never have a downfall. We'll always be successful geniuses, no matter what. You know what? I don't know this man. I think we might be smarter than the gods. I think we're smarter than the gods.
I don't know where to go from here. How could I follow that up? I'm like, well, I encourage our listeners to attend events like this, because even secondhand, wow, the amount of confidence you walked away with from just hearing
the interviews made me realize how smart we are.
Is this brand safe? Are you being brand safe right now?
The one thing I am definitely not is brand safe.
Hey, we made it through an episode without swearing, I think.
I didn't.
Damn it. Yeah, no, definitely. Check out smartmarketer.com for more similar events, or, you know, whatever local small event you could find. If it makes sense, try it. I think if you haven't done one of these events, do one next year. Just pick one. It's the connections are worthwhile. Heck, even if the conference isn't that good, sometimes just breaking your routine and then being amongst, even if you don't talk to them, you just hear them, being amongst other business owners, you'll come back and immediately things that need to change in your business will become obvious to you. That's no matter what conference I've went to, even the worst conference, just the magic of I went elsewhere, broke my routine, saw other people like me, my peers, came back, well, something's changing. Like, I've never regretted going to one of these for that reason. And then, you know, if the content, the people, the event is great, and certainly an event like Smart Marketer, those are always so well done, very valuable. I like it. I'm into it. And I'm someone who has travel anxiety, right? I don't want to leave my house. And so for me to say, yes, do this, I think carries a little more weight when you have the level of social anxiety I do.
I'm going to stay home and cash the checks.
Well, you know, somebody has to hold down the fort.
Yeah, right.
So in upcoming episodes, we've got more interviews. And more importantly, I want to have you back on the show more. We need Paul Rita. At this conference, do you know how many people I ran into who were familiar with the show, liked the show, and then specifically referenced you?
Don't like that.
Yeah.
Do not like
Mr.
that.
Mr. Not Brand Safe.
Do not like that. They're like,
bring it back. Don't, I want Mr. Not Brand Safe.
Don't
want
to be recognized. Prefer not being looked at. Not even kidding.
Well, then stop being so entertaining. The people love it.
Just leave me be. I beg of you.
Not happening. All right, take us out. Wrap it up. I want call to action. Like and subscribe. 5 stars.
Bye-bye.
Good enough. See you next week. Crowdfunding campaigns are great. You can add social proof and urgency to your product pre-orders while reducing risk of failure. But with traditional crowdfunding platforms, you're paying high fees and giving away control, all while your campaign is lost in a sea of similar offers. It can be frustrating. That's why we built Crowdfunder, the Shopify app that turns your Shopify product pages into your own independent crowdfunding campaigns. We originally created Crowdfunder for our private clients, and it was so successful, we turned it into an app that anyone can use. Today, merchants using Crowdfunder have raised millions collectively. With Crowdfunder, you'll enjoy real-time tracking, full campaign control, and direct customer engagement. And it's part of the Built for Shopify program, so you know it's easy to use. So say goodbye to high fees and hello to successful store-based crowdfunding. Start your free trial and transform your Shopify store into a pre-order powerhouse today. Search Crowdfunder in the Shopify App Store to get started.